It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already July 4th and 5th. Where did the month of June go? It seems like forever ago. My world changed on March 16th when the ADA, American Dental Association, asked that dentists only see patients for emergency visits. But on May 11th, that all returned to somewhat normal for our dentists, and we're already back about 90% of the dental community seeing patients for regular visits, and we're about 90% of the claim volume. That seems like a lifetime ago, so it seems like during COVID that time doesn't seem to matter. It just goes on, and, you know, here we are. But it is July 4th, which, as everybody knows, is also known as Independence Day, and this has been a federal holiday in the United States since 1941. But actually, the tradition of Independence Day celebrations go way back to the 18th century and the American Revolution. So I just wanted to put that out there, and it's really relevant today that with me is Bob Pettigrew, who is the chair of the Board of Trustees of the Cathedral of the Pines, and they are celebrating their 75 years anniversary, which is terrific, and it is, of course, most of you know, but I'm going to ask Bob to explain that. Cathedral of the Pines is a nationally recognized memorial dedicated to the memory and honor of all Americans who served the nation. And I know I've been out there. It's spectacular. I do think it's probably the best-kept secret in the world, probably. But, Bob, thank you for joining me this weekend. I know you're a busy guy.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.
Awesome. So what's I found that a lot of people in New Hampshire haven't themselves gone to the, you know, the wonderful things that we have, you know, whether it's, you know, the Discovery Center, which is right next to our office here in Concord, and they see the big rocket, but they've never actually been in the Discovery Center Museum, or they've never walked up the flume, or and so forth, and they maybe have never driven over to Ringe, but I'm fortunate. I have a small capacity with Franklin Pierce University, so I'm over there occasionally, and it's a spectacular area. But I think it's important, Bob, that you are the chair of the board, that you probably take us a step back and give us some brief background on the history of the Cathedral of the Pines and how it came to be. And I will just remind people that the website is all one word, cathedralofthepines.org. So take your time, Bob, and explain away the history of the Cathedral of the Pines and what it stands for.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Well, it goes back, as you really touched on, 75 years, and the cathedral was actually founded back in 1945 by Douglas and Sybil Sloan, and they did this as a memorial to those men and women who, including their own son Sandy, who was a B-17 pilot and was shot down during the war, who had sacrificed their lives in World War II, and so they really envisioned that their cathedral would be a cathedral without walls and would welcome people of every faith and spirit of unity and mutual respect. So it was their hope that interfaith really understanding would help bring world peace. And the cathedral now is it's a beautiful 236-acre outdoor sanctuary, and with this gorgeous unencumbered view of Mount Monadnock as its majestic backdrop, and it really offers not only memorial for those who have served our country, but it really hosts all kinds of wonderful programs, seminars, and so on during the year, and during the summer season, and things like many weddings and all kinds of activities. So it's really a meeting place for people, and the cathedral really on average has about somewhere between 20 and 25,000 visitors each year. These are people from all over the United States and actually from all over the world. So that's really kind of where we are.
It is spectacular, and it is. I was going to mention it. I'm glad you did that. The great venue for a social event such as a wedding, to the extent that you know, we can do those now socially distanced. And again, the website is cathedralofthepines.org. And if you click on that, you'll be able to get information. Now, tell us about your background. I was studying for the show. I'm very impressed that you are an Air Force Intelligence Service. Well, I think that's terrific. And again, thank you for serving our country. And there's such a small percentage of people in the United States that serve our country, and you're one of those. And so I congratulate you. But tell us your experience. I found that when I do this show that people like to know a little bit more about the background of their guests. So tell us your experience as a Air Force, you know, intelligence officer.
Well, I was fortunate. I've always been, I think, more verbal than
that's good.
Anything else. So I've always had kind of a leaning toward languages. And when I was in the Air Force, they sent me to the Institute of Far Eastern Languages at Yale for 8 months and to become a Chinese linguist. And that was really great fun, and I enjoyed it. And so that's really the background. And then there was further training.
So you speak? Do you still speak the language, or how does that work?
Well,
use it or lose it type thing.
Pretty rusty, but I can get along and stuff, like things like Spanish, and can read French and Italian and so on. But I think the Chinese is pretty rusty at this point. But from Yale, we went to the NSA, National Security Agency, in Washington for about 3 months of more security training, and then I was stationed in the Far East for about 18 months. So it was a great experience, and I was only in the Air Force for 3 years, but at any rate, I was glad to be able to do that. And I think in terms of really the rest of my experience, and I'm basically, I guess you'd have to say, a sales and marketing guy, and in the last 20 or 25 years, I've gotten pretty actively into fundraising, which is something that I really enjoy doing. And of course, that's one of the things now that we've been engaged in for the past 2 years for the cathedral, because we're building a major two-story addition, or actually it's completed right now, onto the Hilltop House, and that included not only the addition but also a complete renovation of the interior of the Hilltop House. And so that's really kind of been my main thrust with the cathedral. And also, I think last year you spoke with Patricia Vargas.
I did, your executive director,
CEO.
Right?
She's a great, great lady, and somebody that I worked with before either of us were attached to the cathedral. And she had worked for a hospital up in the northern part of the state, and I was doing some fundraising work up there for the hospital. So so basically, that's really my...
So, Bob, this is interesting because, like, fundraising, of course, yeah, I'm the CEO of Delta Dental, but I am on a lot of boards and which require, you know, fundraising. And, of course, there, as you know, there are so many compelling causes, not just since COVID, but before. I mean, it's hard to say what is more important, you know, food deprivation, homelessness,
right.
Sustaining these jewels that we have, you know, whether it's, you know, the Capitol Center of the Arts or whether it's the Cathedral of the Pines, I mean, that's in its own way, you know, as important for human civility. So what's your approach in terms of getting contributions for the renovation of the Hilltop House? And to the extent that we have listeners that are interested in driving out to Ringe, it's 10 Hale Hill Road in Ringe, but if they wanted to make a contribution, how would that all work?
Well, I think the easiest way would be to just simply go to the website, and you have cited, you know, what that address is, or they can certainly phone the cathedral, and there's always a chance, about 99%, that they will catch Patricia, and she would be happy to talk.
Yeah, she's very passionate. And that number, by the way, of course, is area code 603. It's 899-3300, 899-3300, or, as Bob mentioned, Cathedral of the Pines, all one word, .org. So when you were making your early pitch for the renovation, what would be the elevator pitch for why someone should contribute to the renovation of the Hilltop House or the Cathedral of the Pines, you know, in general?
I think basically, and that's a great question. It really is, what does this represent in these times, which I think there's an awful lot going on and a lot of different changes in our society and our way of thinking. But I think the Cathedral of the Pines is not a church, and I think some people with the word cathedral don't understand that fully. It's just the cathedral is the entire 236-acre campus that really has a feeling behind it and a thought that we're here to bring people together. We're here to provide programs that are wholesome. The military, honoring the military, certainly is behind, or the basis for our thoughts. But this is something that really represents, I think, the good and the good that we all want to experience. And fundamentally, I just say, you know, is this something that you'd be interested in hearing more about? And if so, I'd just love to get together with you. And we also put together, I think, a pretty comprehensive but not very long-winded four-color brochure about this, which talks about the project, the construction costs. And I just simply ask people if I might send them one of these and have a chance to just get their thoughts about it, and also to see if they have any other folks they might suggest that might like to hear more about it. So that's basically it.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio, and this weekend, July 4th and 5th, and as a reminder, this is Independence Day, which we celebrate as Independence Day, and it's been a federal holiday since 1941. And it dates really back to, the tradition dates back to the 18th century. And so this weekend, joining me, and it's quite relevant, is Bob Pettigrew, who is the chair of the Board of Trustees of the Cathedral of the Pines. And I know that I made this discovery a couple of years ago when I was going out to Franklin Pierce, and I got there early. Because it's very, as you know, Bob, driving to Concord, to Franklin Pierce. It's not a long drive, but it's an hour and 20 minutes, no matter how you slice it, to get to Rinds. You can't speed, nor should anybody, by the way, of course. And it's beautiful. So I got that out there extra early and went over to 10 Hale Hill Road in Rinds, and it's absolutely spectacular. And then coincidentally, I actually... Had a wedding there. One of my nieces had a wedding there. And I said, oh, my God, this is what a coincidence. And then, of course, I dug into it a little bit and then got to meet, you know, some of the folks there. And then Patricia Vargas, your executive director, you know, and the rest is history. So what I'd like to do is give people the website, which is cathedralofthepinesalloneword.org. And Patricia's phone number is 899-3300, 899-3300. And one of the things that we're trying to complete is expand and renovate the Hilltop House. And so we will talk about that again. And remember, the theme here, our purpose of the Pines, is to bring people together in unity and honor those who made the greatest sacrifice for our freedom, and to respect for all. So I can't think of any more relevant vision statement, particularly, you know, with the current, you know, world events. So let's finish off on the Hilltop. So is there going to be a grant? I know with COVID things are sort of, at least in terms of on site, is sort of on hold a little bit. But will there be a major sort of announcement when it's officially complete?
Yes, there will be, Tom, and that's going to be, well, that's actually right upon us because we've actually completed the entire renovation and the two-story addition prior to totally raising the money, but that's fine. We're very confident about the rest of the money. And this is, I don't know if I said before, but it's a $675,000 project. And we've raised about $450,000 of that. And um, we're still working very hard, and I'm very confident about that. I think, and it reflects things that we talked about, you know, earlier in our discussion here just a few minutes back, and that is that I think people have a very warm and wonderful feeling about what this is all about in these times, this being the Cathedral of the Pines. So I'm confident about that. But so we I think in terms of an actual 75th anniversary, as I may have mentioned previously, we're really going to have the whole anniversary thing, I think, next year. But it does not mean that we're not going to have programs this summer. I think they may just be pulled back a little bit because of the virus and because of the restrictions of organizing these things. But certainly we've already got a lot of weddings scheduled. We've got musical programs. We are doing internships in concert with Franklin Pierce University. And so we're really cranking along, and I think that's good. I might also mention that one of the things we have planned for the 75th, even though it's going to be a bit delayed, is we hope to have a half-scale version of the Vietnam War that's in Washington.
And Vietnam Memorial? Wow, that's great.
Yeah. Wow. It's something that it takes quite a time to set up and so on, but I think that's going to be wonderful. And we have one of our board members, a wonderful gal named Susan Emerson, whose husband was a general, and she is working very hard on getting a B-17 flyover that day, so that should be kind of fun, too. But that'll be probably next summer. But at any rate, I might just mention, and I know you asked about the renovations to the Hilltop House. This is a whole new addition, as I said, that it's required us to get a whole new septic system, all new electric wiring, and this is throughout the Hilltop House as well. Heat, air conditioning, new floors, new windows, new lightings, and it really is going to allow us to expand our hours of operation and provide all kinds of new programs for the communities we serve.
And it's breathtaking. And the other thing that was just mentioned by Bob is that with all of the sort of real-world learning, it's a great opportunity for real-world learning, both, you know, with affiliations, as mentioned, with Franklin Pierce, but also, you know, other local high schools and so forth. So it's a terrific campaign. And the other thing, and you know this, Bob, being a veteran of a capital campaign, the fact that, you know, you have raised most of the money, and so someone can feel like their contributions are putting you over the top, and you're going on. Everybody wants to ride a winner, so
that's right.
You're going to get this great recognition and great event, as opposed to putting money on a sinking ship or something. So this is pretty incredible, and I must say, and I know that many of these have been postponed because of COVID, but the whole schedule of events, were including the Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall. I mean, Patricia did a great job organizing it, and of course, COVID has gotten, the messy middle of COVID has gotten on the way of this, but I think there will be opportunities, you know, next year really to, do the proper celebration. One interesting thing for me was, and I never realized this until speaking with Patricia last year, was that the noted sculptor Peter Rockwell, who's the son of Norman Rockwell, somehow had a relationship here with the Cathedral of the Pines. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, of course. Right, Peter Rockwell being Norman Rockwell's son, and Peter did four beautiful, oh gosh, and they're fairly large. They're sort of engraving type pieces of art that are on the inside, the walk-inside part of the Carillon Tower. And Peter's been up several times. In fact, he was here last year, and he was, you know, here honoring what they had done and honoring what we do. And it's just, we're so thrilled to have this connection with him, and, you know, even going back, the name of Norman Rockwell. I should also mention that this the Carillon Tower, which is dedicated to women who have served our nation one way or another, is a beautiful, gosh, it must be a stone tower that's 75 feet or so high. And we just also had dedicated by, or contributed by one of our great supporters, a whole new Carillon system, and this Carillon system goes during the day and so on and so forth. And so it's really a wonderful thing. But Peter Rockwell's work really is outstanding and makes it such a more relevant thing, I think, for people to come and see.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen the Women's Memorial Bell Tower, it is, I know I've been using the word spectacular too much probably, but it truly is. And of course, as Bob mentioned, you know, Peter had visited the Cathedral of La Pines fairly recently with his daughter, and then fortunately Peter did pass away in February, but tower and his other works there really are a reflection of his tremendous contributions. And again, I hadn't realized the Rockwell connection until I studied up. So when you look at your role as chair of the board, obviously there's a big fundraising component to it. It's also to make sure that the organization remains relevant and also true to its mission. So when you've tried to navigate that, what are some of the challenges? I think fundraising in general, even with compelling initiatives such as the Hilltop House, particularly now with COVID, fundraising is never easy, although you seem to have a gift for it, no pun intended. But how do you navigate, I have an expression that I use, no money, no mission, and so as wonderful as it is, it needs to stay vibrant. So how do you kind of navigate being mission-sensitive with the realities of the economics, and particularly now?
I think one of the fundamental, and this is a little bit of an oblique answer, and I don't mean it to be that way, but I think fundamentally, we recently, about 3 weeks ago, we had a pretty major board retreat, and the thing that we really focused on is what are we doing, where are we going. But I think what really came out of that is that we really needed to get our board, every person on the board, involved one way or another and responsible for that involvement, whatever those particular tasks or thrusts were. And the interesting thing is, I mean, that isn't always the case on boards, and I don't mean that negatively at all. But I think the thing that I found so interesting is that in reorganizing this since this retreat, I find that everybody on the board is excited now to be focused and get involved and work and also make these tasks relevant to what our mission is and what our strategic plan is, and really then to make it happen. This is very exciting because everybody's kind of excited, and we're moving forward.
Exactly, and great
and I
way you stated this.
Other thing, if I might.
Oh, of course.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that's a great way you stated it. Like, people on boards want to be relevant, and I find in my experience, people fritter off boards when they feel like they're either being not asked to do something relevant, or there's a deviation from their passion. So it sounds like you've recalibrated and re-energized, so I congratulate you.
Well, anyway, but I wanted to thank you. I just wanted to also mention, I don't know how many listeners are familiar with the Community Development Finance Authority, which is a state organization, New Hampshire state organization, but every year they select a few recipients to be able to receive. It's like a grant, but it allows you to actually go out, depending on how much you've received, and I hate to use the word sell, but that's maybe a way to sell tax credits that these people can use. And we were awarded $150,000 of that just last week. We could go out And the way it works very simply is that if somebody donates, say, $100,000, they will receive, and this is a company, it's got to be a business, they will receive $75,000 in state business income tax credits that they can spread over 5 years. And they also receive, on average, about 13.5% of federal income tax.
It's a great program, and my business colleagues out there, some of you I know would be familiar with it from other campaigns.
Yeah.
It's real. By the way, it also applies to the premium taxes, for example, that you know that our company pays.
Yeah.
And so that's a great tool. And you said you what's the value of your credit? You have $100,000.
$150,000.
So that's awesome. So they're available out there, and I would urge you to get a hold of Patricia Vargas at 899-3300. And you know what? Since Bob is such a seller of how to raise funds, I'm actually gonna give his number out too. It's 491-4101. The website again is cathedralofthepines, all one word, .org. And I urge everybody, particularly when COVID settles down, to go out and make the drive to Rinch. It's absolutely spectacular. But in the meantime, look on the website, cathedralofthepines.org. We've got that CDFA opportunity, and join me in celebrating the 75th anniversary. Bob, thank you for all you do for the Cathedral of the Pines, for New Hampshire in general, and, of course, ever most importantly, your service to the United States Air Force in the past. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you for this opportunity.
Absolutely.